Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Relating speech without any real purpose. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala despises that you engage in narrating speech concerning this and that, and excessive questioning and squandering of wealth. A note here is when people have nothing purposeful to say to one another, they talk about irrelevant matters, thereby amusing themselves as well as wasting valuable time. Speech should be purposeful and premeditated. The repercussions of speech. Sayyidina Bilal ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sometimes a person makes a statement that pleases Allah ta'ala and does not think much of it, but Allah Ta'ala records eternal pleasure for him due to it. Yet on another occasion, a person may make a statement that displeases Allah Ta'ala and he doesn't think much of it. And for that, Allah Ta'ala records eternal displeasure for the person. A note here is sometimes in jest we tease someone or hurting their feelings or even make derogatory remarks about people which we don't bother about, but it could be the cause of Allah Ta'ala's eternal displeasure. Advice to a Sahabi. Once whilst advising Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of his blessed tongue and said, control this. In astonishment, Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, will we be punished for that which we utter with our tongues? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the actions committed by the tongue will play a key role in causing people to be flung headlong into the fire of Jahannam. In Arabic, there is a saying that he who remains silent attains salvation, and the tongue is often the culprit in creating great mischief and severe harm. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to protect him. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.